Chapter 22. Josiah was 8 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Jedidah, the daughter of Adaiah of Boscath. He did that which was right in the eyes of the Lord, and walked in all the way of David his father, and didn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. It happened, in the 18th year of King Josiah, that the king sent Shaphan, the son of Azaliah, the son of Meshullam the scribe, to the house of the Lord, saying, Go up to Hilkiah the high priest, that he may count the money which is brought into the house of the Lord, which the keepers of the threshold have gathered of the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord, and let them give it to the workmen who are in the house of the Lord to repair the breaches of the house, to the carpenters, and to the builders, and to the masons, for buying timber and hewn stone to repair the house. However, there was no accounting made with them of the money that was delivered into their hand, for they dealt faithfully. Hilkiah the high priest said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. Hilkiah delivered the book to Shaphan, and he read it. Shaphan the scribe came to the king, and brought the king word again and said, Your servants have emptied out the money that was found in the house, and have delivered it into the hand of the workmen who have the oversight of the house of the Lord. Shaphan the scribe told the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has delivered to me a book. Shaphan read it before the king. It happened, when the king had heard the words of the book of the law, that he tore his clothes. The king commanded Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam the son of Shaphan, and Achbor the son of Micaiah, and Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah the king's servant, saying, Go, inquire of the Lord for me, and for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book that is found. For great is the wrath of the Lord that is kindled against us, because our fathers have not listened to the words of this book, to do according to all which is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, and Ahikam, and Achbor, and Shaphan, and Asaiah, went to Huldah the prophetess, the wife of Shallum, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhas, keeper of the wardrobe. Now she lived in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and they talked with her. She said to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Tell the man who sent you to me, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I will bring evil on this place, and on the inhabitants of it, even all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me, and have burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the work of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be kindled against this place, and it shall not be quenched. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you tell him. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, as touching the words which you have read, because your heart was tender, and you did humble yourself before the Lord, when you heard what I spoke against this place, and against the inhabitants of it, that they should become a desolation and a curse. And you have torn your clothes and have wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Therefore, behold, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Neither shall your eyes see all the evil which I shall bring on this place. They brought the king word again.